Right, then you get to press stack off. Okay? And that'll go through, you see? Oh. Sorry, we're just stacking the calls for the Monday surgery. Why? Stop smirking. Oh, stop it. Looking at me like, are you fancy me or something?
I don't.
I've got stuff to talk to you about, by the way, in today's show. After the news at 4:30, I need to discuss stuff with you. Out of the news, two records, and I need to talk to you on the air.
Okay.
About issues. All right?
Big issues.
But who's the interview with this week? So, Monday surgery. We're helping you with your problems, no matter how rubbish and pathetic. I am Dr. Chris, this is Nurse Dave.
Hello.
He's a girl. And to the idiot who texted me, went, nurses can be male as well, you know. I didn't say they couldn't. So stop your whining. Right, you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Mandy in Chesterfield, hello.
Hello, Dr. Chris and Nurse Dave.
Hello.
My problem is, I play darts for a club team on Wednesday night.
Can I just stop? Rachel, yeah, can you just speak?
Yeah.
She sounds like Rachel.
No, she doesn't.
She does. You sound exactly like Rachel.
Do I?
Yeah. Can you just say...
She sounds more northern than
Mandy, just say to me, I've done the London Marathon, you know.
I've done the London Marathon, you know.
Rachel, you say it.
No.
She does, don't you think?
She's got a serious problem.
I know. Well, she sounds like you. That's bad enough, isn't it?
Oh.
Do you like the Kidderminster Harriers, Mandy?
Pardon?
Doesn't matter. What's your problem, my love?
Right, my problem is, I play darts for a pub team on a Wednesday evening.
Butch.
And I... no, right. No. And I usually try and finish on double 16.
Right.
Now, this Wednesday, do I try and go for that same double, or do you suggest I go for another double?
How's your success rate with double 16?
It's not too bad. 8 to 10.
Dave?
I'd go for, I'd vary it and go for double eight.
Double eight?
Mm.
Right. Okay, then.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
So sounds like Rachel. Toby from Reading, hello.
Yeah, hi, Chris. Dave, thanks for speaking to me.
It's all right. It's okay.
Yeah, just a quick question. I'm a bit of a dilemma for this evening. I was thinking of watching EastEnders.
Mm.
And I was wondering whether you think I should watch it before or after I cook my food.
What are you going to cook?
Probably bangers and mash, something quite exciting about.
Right. How's your weight? Do you struggle with your weight?
Not too bad, average.
Yeah, how tall are you?
5'8", Chris.
You what?
5'8".
And how much do you weigh?
Just under 11 and a half.
Mm. Right, okay, well that's good because your BMI will be very good on that.
Excellent.
Do you know that?
I'd
imagine your BMI result will be about 24-52, which is the ideal BMI rating.
Okie dokie.
So I would say then you don't have to worry about eating before 8 o'clock. Why don't you cook your tea, your bangers and mash, up until 8? Then you can sit down and eat it whilst watching EastEnders.
Fantastic. Thank you, Chris.
Bye-bye. Nari from Paisley, hello.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Hi, my problem is I don't know whether to watch Cornish Street and EastEnders in my freezing cold bedroom in a portable and let my husband watch a new series of Stargate or make him go out to his mate's house and watch it.
No idea what she said there, Dave.
Well, I'll pick up your problem, Neri.
Right.
I think that you should actually let your husband watch Stargate and you should actually, you know...
No, I disagree. I think that she should have the comfy, warm living room and he should be watching it on the portable.
Toss for
well,
it.
We don't have Sky in the bedroom, so...
Really? So it looks like you're spending the evening in the bedroom then, love.
Okay.
Sorry about that, you cheapskate. Should have got
Thank
an
you.
Extra next to the receiver. Bye. Chris and Harlow, hello.
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 Hello. We're going to the breakfast show. This is the biggest crime of the century. Chris, what's your problem?
Right, I'm playing snooker with my friends at the moment.
Snooker?
Yes.
Right.
Stay in the pub. I've got a dilemma of which ball I should pop. I've got the pink on the top left-hand side.
Mm, right.
Coming in the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the brown on the top right-hand side of the pocket.
Yeah.
And I've got... Well, if I pop the pink, that'll give it a better angle for the red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So which will I go for, pink or brown?
I always go for the pink.
Yeah, okay yeah. then.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And finally, David from Yeovil.
Yeovil.
Shut up! David, one second. Just sit on the couch, please. Nurse Dave, stop it.
Sorry.
Right? I don't know what you... But just stop taking it. Yes, David.
Hi there.
Hi. What's your problem?
Well, it's quite a serious one.
Okay.
Okay. Recently, I've just discovered that I've still got my ex-girlfriend pulling knickers. And she wants them back.
Right.
Do I return her sexy undies or do I keep them?
Well, this is bizarre. We had an email saying exactly the same question.
I think it was the same person.
So it's good, to see that Ellie's keeping on track of the calls she puts through as opposed to the emails we're doing on the air. I would throw the knickers away.
I can't do that. I can't lose her and the pants.
Be honest with me now. Have you ever worn the underwear?
I knew you'd ask me that, and no, I haven't.
No. Well, maybe you should try it. Sometimes it's a very nice sensation.
Okay, I'll try that.
All right.
I was going to say, alternatively, you could go for a halfway house and ask a friend of yours to hide them somewhere in your flat. That way, you have them, but you don't know where they are.
Nice.
That is amazing.
Yeah, that's very good.
Brilliant.
Good luck, David. What kind of knickers are they?
They are lilac with a little glittery butterfly on the front. Oh. Very sexy.
Well, good luck with
okay.
it. All right, bye-bye now.
Bye.
There you go. So another very successful Monday surgery. Thank you to all the callers. It's back next week. The Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Sarah Cross.